You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you here, folks. We are jamming through a Monday night, sort of a holiday season version of Nightlight. The week between Christmas and New Year's, always fun. Conrad has Stranger Things to watch coming up on the big release New Year's Eve. That should be fun. And lots going on. We've got tomorrow night, we're going to have Mike Clemens on. He's going to talk some Packers.
The Green Bay injured reservers.
The Green Bay injured reservers. I don't think that's going to stick, but it is apropos.
And they'll go back to the Packers next year.
But for now, that's pretty impressive they made the playoffs, though. Because their injuries kind of started before they clinched anything, I would say.
Yeah, Tucker Kraft was huge when that happens.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, that just tore our offense, took our offense off course, like fully.
You know, they called me.
Did they?
Hey, Schwabs.
They said we need a mountain of muscle.
We need a mountain of muscle to play tight end. So we've had a lot of fun here tonight, folks, so far. Well, Lisa Hale was here. She is our news bureau chief here in Northeast Wisconsin and does great work here at Civic Media. If you missed my conversation with Lisa, you can catch it on the podcast at civicmedia.us. All Nightlight shows are collected there and available to stream. Or is it stream? Do you stream a podcast? You do, right? It's not just TV you can stream.
Well, you can. Do you stream? I guess kind
of. You
kind of
do. You give it a listen.
You click play.
Give it a listen.
Spotify, too. Yeah. Apple Podcasts.
All of them. We're all over the place. So check out our number one. We ranked our top five favorite sitcoms. Comedian Kristen Leidy was here last hour. You can see her at the Skyline Comedy Cafe New Year's Eve, a great show with John Caparulo. And she's got a lot of other fun dates coming up. So check out her website, Kristen Leidy. I think it's just kristenleidy.com. But if you give a Google, you'll have all the information at your fingertips. It's the information superhighway, Conrad. I don't know if you know that about the internet. You can find out almost anything there.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to get on it.
Listen, it's not a fad. It's not going anywhere. So we did that. And coming up in just a couple minutes, I'll have comedian Des Mulrooney on. You can see Des at Memories Ballroom in Port Washington. He's part of a great show there. And that's a great venue. We've had several comics from Memories on. Des will be here in just a couple minutes. And then Comedy and Cheese, Conrad. That's our third hour at 7:35. Donna Hahn will be here from Plymouth, Wisconsin. That's the cheese capital of Wisconsin. And if you're the cheese capital in a state known for cheese, you're not messing around. That is where the king cheese is.
Yeah.
But they drop like an 80-pound or 100-pound block of cheese to count down the new year. So I think that'll be really cool. Don't stand under it. It could be dangerous.
Yes. But don't try to catch it.
Don't try to catch the cheese. But we'll talk to Donna at 7:35. And I think it's time right now, Con, we reset our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, so yesterday was National Card Playing Day. So our question today is, what is your favorite card game? I said Texas Hold'em. Did you give us yours, Kyle?
Mine is Hearts.
Oh, that's, you know what? I don't know how to play Hearts.
I'll teach you sometime.
Yeah.
There's more than three rules, though, so.
I'll bring my listening A game, honest to God. There's always that guy at poker. You got like seven people, and he's always the guy who was brought there by someone else who goes, have you guys ever played this? And then he goes into a 15-minute explanation, and it's like, why is this guy here?
You know, those guys aren't fun to play with. You know who is fun to play with in a poker game?
Me.
Kim Kardashian.
You mean Allura from All's Fair? Kim Kardashian plays mean cards. Strip poker, I think, is her game. So let us know, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will read your text on the radio. We'd love to know your favorite card game. And you can also drop us a comment through the app, Civic Media app, very easy to use. And if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment, and we will read that on the radio as well. I think we have a phone call. Let's go to that call, Con, before we bring Desmond.
Yeah, it's Greg from Waukesha.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you, Pete?
Doing very well. Good to hear from you.
Happy holidays.
Well, thank you, sir. Are you having good holidays?
You know what? I am. I am. Good time with family and friends, and had a good time with the 104-year-old grandmother.
Oh, wow.
Still living in our own house, but she's doing awesome. So, and we went out to eat because 104 grandma doesn't cook anymore. But anyway,
oh, come on, grandma.
I know. I mean, she cooks for herself, but you know.
Well, that's
anyway,
impressive. Yeah.
Have to tell you about this card game that I played at a church Christmas party.
Okay.
And it's called Flip 7. And it requires a special deck of cards. Have you played this, Pete or Conrad?
I've never even heard of it, no.
Okay. You have to, all the cards are numbered, and they're numbered like 1 through 12.
Okay.
And the goal of the game is to not get the same number repeated. So you can draw as many cards, and you have to get up to 200.
Huh.
So you count your points throughout the turns you get, and then... You can't get repeated cards, so it's really cool.
Oh, that
now,
sounds fun.
I don't have Braille cards for this. I do have a Braille Uno deck that I play.
Oh, nice.
With. So, yeah. So I like playing Uno as well, but also play Uno online through a website called RS Games, but which is a games website for people who are totally blind or visually impaired. But yeah.
That is so great, Greg. I didn't know they had that when it came to Uno, but what a cool thing to have for people with, sight issues. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call and hope you guys are having a good Christmas or New Year's. And I love that Civic Media is doing something for New Year's Eve. And my alma mater, Carroll University, is sponsoring it.
Oh, yeah.
On the Waukesha station here. So that's
Greg.
Or the Milwaukee station.
Yes, as always.
100.3.
Yeah, 100.3, exactly. Our not brand new, but still new station out of Milwaukee there. But Greg, you are awesome. Thank you for listening, my friend, and have a great New Year's.
You're welcome, Pete. You and Conrad have a great New Year's too. Don't drink too much eggnog, okay?
No way.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, okay. Greg. It's okay. Greg from Waukesha. That actually sounds like a really fun game. The problem is I'm going to forget it by the next commercial break, and I don't really feel like I have a handle on it, but it did sound fun. All right, thank you, Greg. And moving on here, it is my pleasure, folks, to welcome to Nightlight. He's been here before. He's a very funny stand-up comedian and a very talented actor, and he joins us now. Is he on the phone or the stream, Con?
For the stream.
Oh, we got Des over the stream. Des Mulrooney joins us. Hey, buddy, how are you?
How you doing, Pete? It's been a minute, man. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, too. You, how have you been? You were here probably last summer, maybe, or spring, or I tried to get you, but your mom was having some health issues, so I hope that turned out okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's doing better now. That's
good.
Right. Yeah, she had open heart surgery, and everything went well, so she's recovering very good now. So, but things are going way better now, so... Yeah.
Good to hear.
Thanks for asking, man.
Absolutely. I'm very happy to hear that. And I want to say it was funny because I wanted to have you on because I think you were doing shows at the time, Des, with your dad, T.P. Mulrooney, who is a very good comedian and a guy I looked up to and watched do stand-up when I started in the 90s. So how did those shows go?
That's right. Yeah, that was at the Kenosha Comedy Club, and we did a... that was the weekend after Father's Day weekend, and so we did a father-son show,
nice.
Him and I, and that went great. That was a fun weekend. That's a great club up there. Very nice people, nice staff. But yeah, I mean, my dad, father-son show. So he went up, I went up, and we make fun of each other a little bit, and people brought their sons to the show. It was a nice thing. Yeah, but we do shows together, and that's been going well. So yeah, it's a great club.
That's great. Not many father-son duos in the stand-up world. I'm sure there are a few others, but that's a kind of a unique show that they were able to put together because of your relationship.
Yeah. Not too many. So we were fortunate to do that that weekend. So we're trying to link up some more together. We do a lot of private shows together. My dad does he's the golf comic.
Oh, nice.
What he's known for. He does a lot of golf type shows at country clubs and things like that. And sure. I don't have many golf jokes. So we do theaters together and things like that. And so when I do shows with him, I'm kind of like the mainstream material part of the show. If they're sick of hearing golf jokes, they'll hear me talk about the grocery store or whatever it is. So
the young
yeah,
buck.
It works out.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can your dad follow you, Des?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It depends. Depends where it's at. Depends where it's at. You know, if we're doing, he does the older crowds. You know, if we're doing an old country club, you know, he's the man. Right. But if there's some people in their 20s, you know, if it's a young crowd, you know, my dad's like, hey, why don't you go a little long? He goes, why don't you just close it out? I'll take it from here.
Your dad used to do a great joke about athlete contracts, and they're not even, it's not even the same thing now, but he used to do a joke about, like, let's say Rick Sutcliffe for the Cubs makes $10 million a year. That comes down to $40,000 a pitch or whatever. And he would do the pitch and he'd go, oh, and he would say, that's like 2 months rent for me. And he'd throw the pitch and he'd say January, February, March, April,
yes.
Just a nutty night out on the town. Like, it's just a very good comic. Yeah. So you're learning from a really good comic. Has that helped you, or do you find, does he give you too much advice, just enough? How does that work out in your house?
You know, he gives me almost zero advice, you know, maybe a couple tags here and there on some jokes. But, you know, even when people were like, did your dad encourage you to do stand-up? Well, you know, are you doing stand-up because of your dad? And that's just not at all. Right. When I went to my dad when I was 18, I'm like, yeah, I think I want to do stand-up. And he immediately said, well, don't actually do it.
Wow.
He goes, I know you're thinking about doing it. He goes, that's great. You know, maybe you want to go up once. He goes, but my recommendation is do not do stand-up comedy. You know, don't actually do this. It's a terrible life, terrible career. It's a grind. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I don't know. And so people think my dad, like, brought me into the business. That's quite the opposite. I actually just really want to do it myself.
That's really funny. I think anyone in the business, Des, would not think that, because all of us, and I have a son probably a little younger than you who's going into the business, and I never encouraged him. And, you know, I'm supportive when I have to be, but you're a little timid about it because we're kind of reliving what you guys are going through. We've all been there. And so we're going to feel those things all over again. It's kind of a weird thing, but I'm sure it's great to watch him and have him, as an influence. Des Mulrooney is here. We're going to do a very short break and then we're going to come back and I'm going to tell you where you can see Des on New Year's Eve. It's going to be a great show. And we'll tell you about a movie that he is in and where you can rent that too. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Sydney on the stream says, Pejor? Is that how you say that kind of? Pejor. It's a Persian card game.
I don't know how to say that, but
yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
Sydney's a sharp dude. He was at the Godfather of Green Bay screening in Madison. I'm forever indebted. And now he's taught us about a new card game. So Class A individual all the way. Thank you, Sydney. I will look that up. Right now, joining me over the stream for a couple more minutes is our pal Des Mulrooney. He's a very funny stand-up comedian and a very talented actor. You can see him. Des, why don't you just tell us where people can see you on New Year's Eve?
Yep, I'll be at the Memories Ballroom, which is in St. Portage, Wisconsin.
It's going to be a little...
Port Washington, yeah. That's right. I know it's north of Milwaukee. I know Memories Ballroom. You can type it in Google Maps. But it's a great venue, nice space. I bet you did New Year's Eve there 2 years ago with Jimmy McHugh and the Chicago Comedy All-Stars. So it's a great show, especially New Year's Eve. It's a hell of a time. So you pack everyone in there, and big show, great comedians, and it's going to be a fun time.
Who else is on the show with you, Des?
We got Jimmy McHugh and Michelle Krajewski, and then another guy I haven't worked with before.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw the flyer, but Jimmy said great things about him.
Well, and Jimmy's so funny, too. That sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. So Memories Ballroom, a good venue, too. You've been there before?
Been there a few times before. Yeah, nice. I've done this with McHugh before and with always great comics on the bill. It's perfect gig. If you've never been there before, I know you've been there probably, Pete, but like to the listeners, free parking.
Oh, that's huge.
It's out. There's just cornfields. There's nowhere else around it. There's no hoopla. No one's going to mug you on the street. This is not a show in the city. It's free parking. You go in there. It's a nice ballroom that they got food. It's a great venue. So they got to check it out.
Outstanding. Well, I hope you knock them dead, Des. And before we let you go, you and I were in the same movie, a movie called The Road Dog. You played the lead character, which was very cool. I think that was your first movie role ever, if I remember correctly. It was fun to work with you on that. And my sometime writing partner, Greg Liana, directed it. Did that do anything for your career? It must be a thrill to tell people, hey, I was the lead in a movie opposite another great stand-up, Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, I don't know what numbers it did. I mean, there's so many like movies out there. I asked Greg, like, how did it do? He goes, yeah, it's doing fine, you know. but it's a great movie. That's the thing. I mean, to get in the movie theaters, you got to be Spider-Man or you're the X-Men or whatever. But there's a lot of really good movies being made, and Greg Liana is a wonderful writer and director. As you know, and so it's a good movie. Doug Stanhope is phenomenal in this. You were great, Pete. I love your scene was like one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah,
so
it was fun.
It just a good cast. It's just a solid film. It's on Amazon Prime, Apple TV. I think it's actually free on Amazon Prime now.
Oh, nice.
Didn't even know that. Because for a while you had to pay.
Right.
And then people are like, hey, your movie's free now on Amazon. I'm like, it is?
Right.
I'm like, I don't know if it's supposed to be free, but it's free now. It's free on Amazon Prime. So check that out. And it's a good, very good film.
It is a good film. And it kind of bookends our conversation because you play the son of a comedian in the film, which you can certainly relate to as we discussed earlier. Des Mulrooney, folks, check out The Road Dog on Amazon. It could be free, hopefully, fingers crossed. Or if you want to see him live in person, check his act out at Memories Ballroom on New Year's Eve in Port Washington, a great venue. And it's going to be a great show with our mutual friend, Jim McHugh, as well. Des, thank you, sir. Always fun to talk to you, and come back soon.
Of course. We'd love to, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. All right. Des Mulrooney. Very funny guy. Did a great job. This is his first movie role. And I remember thinking, wow, he's got the chops. Conrad, when are you going to do your first movie role?
Whenever you make a new movie.
You're not getting any younger, dude.
Whenever you make a new movie, I'll be the lead. I already know. I don't even have to audition.
He's got like information on me. You got blackmail me or something. Our question of the night, folks, what is your favorite card game? From the 608, Monica from Mount Horeb says, Euchre, because I piss my partner off with how reckless I play. We don't play for money, so why not take a chance? On an unrelated note, I was thinking today, if you and Conrad had a conference, it would be called PetCon. Okay. Let's take a memo, Con. You never know.
And if, you know, PetCon, you know, is spelled with a K.
With a K.
So,
correct.
I don't know if you can hear that.
I tried to pronounce it that way. She says, Monica continues, and although pet lovers might show up expecting furry pets, they would soon forget about the disappointment once they see how soft and cuddly you both are, as long as you stop short of requesting belly rubs. Well, if I'm going to go to all that trouble, I expect at least a belly rub. Come on, Monica. Thank you for the suggestion, though. You never know. Maybe we will start a convention. Joe in the 715 says, very big fan of BS. And then in parentheses, the actual title of the card game, which I can't say on the radio. Thank you, Joe.
Fun game.
Yeah, it is a fun game. I haven't played it in years, but I remember always like playing that at sleepovers and stuff.
Yeah.
That was a fun game. Bridget from the 818 says, Crazy Eights, great for all ages. Kind of like Uno, too.
Yeah, definitely.
The inspiration maybe for Uno. Kate from the 715 says, garbage. Is that the same as trash? Have you ever heard of trash?
I've played garbage, but I can't remember how to play it now.
I have too, and I like garbage a lot, but there's someone on the social media said trash, and I was just wondering if they're the same card game. Greg from Waukesha says, the Packers have actually recruited me to play, and I'm blind. What do they know? I could have probably defended the runner for the other team last night. Greg, no offense. I think Derrick Henry is going to win that battle, but I appreciate your chutzpah and wanting to get out there and help your team. Greg also says, is Des related to a local Waukesha musician named Emmett Mulrooney? That I don't know, Greg, and I'm sorry I just saw this or I would have asked him. But thank you for your call and thank you for your text. We have more social media texts to get to. We will do that after the news and after our next guest, who is talking about a big cheese drop on New Year's Eve. You don't want to miss this, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. So great to have you here, folks. We have an outstanding show again tomorrow night. Just a reminder, we are live tonight and tomorrow night, and then we take a short break, and we'll be back with regular shows live on January 5th. Tomorrow night on the show, Rick Helms will be here talking about an outstanding light show in Oshkosh. Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens will be on the show. TV host and comedian Paul Gilmartin. You might remember Paul from Dinner in a Movie on TBS. Comedian Jim McHugh and comedy sports head coach Mike Kouth will join us from Milwaukee. That is a jam-packed show as well. So be here tomorrow night, please, and be part of the fun. We'll have a question of the night that you can be part of the show with. And as always, your thoughts and ideas are welcome throughout the show, regardless of what we're talking about. Joining me now, this is exciting, folks. I've been teasing this all show. We are the dairy state. Conrad, did you know that? Wisconsin is known for its dairy.
I thought that was California.
Nope. We have, California is like a size of two countries. Maybe they make more dairy, but we do it better here in Wisconsin. And joining us now to talk about the ultimate Wisconsin way to ring in the new year from the cheese capital of the world. You heard that right. Plymouth, Wisconsin. Joining us now is the executive director of Plymouth, the Plymouth Arts Center, Donna Hahn. Donna, hi.
Hi, good evening.
It's great to have you here. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, Pete. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad this worked out. I've been so excited to talk about this because it's an event that just sounds so Wisconsin. And, you know, for those of us who haven't been to Plymouth, first of all, before we get into the event, tell us a little bit about Plymouth that you speak so proudly of.
Well, Plymouth is really officially the cheese capital of the world. We call ourselves that, and we obtained that title a few years ago officially. And actually, 15-16% of all the cheese that's used nationally is coming through Plymouth at one point or another, whether it's being processed here or, you know, created here.
Wow.
Or cold storage. So we are really the cheese capital, and we're very, very proud of it.
So you're saying you're sort of the self-proclaimed cheese capital of the world. Has anyone ever fought you on that or tried to challenge that status?
Not really.
Okay.
No. And we've been holding that title really since the 50s.
Oh my gosh.
And the original Cheese Exchange is just right down the block from the Plymouth Arts Center. It's in the old bank building. It moved to Chicago after some years after being in Green Bay, but then moved on to Chicago, but it was started here.
Wow.
So why not? Why not?
Absolutely. So what are you, you cannot at this point, Donna, you just have to lie if it's the case. Tell us you're lactose intolerant. Do you love cheese?
I love cheese. Okay. All kinds of it.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
I love the Sartori Merlot. I mean, that is a beautiful cheese, and it just goes with everything, and you can't beat it.
That's great. Okay, so let's jump into this great event. You have the Sartori Big Cheese Drop on New Year's Eve. For those of us this is the first I've heard of this, so I'm sure there are people out there like me. Tell us about this fun event.
Well, back in 2007, a local photographer, Dennis Schwartz, came to me with an idea. He said, if they can drop a carp in Prairie du Chien, why can't Plymouth drop a big cheese since we're so well known for our cheese? And I said, well, I don't know, Dennis. I mean, I'd love to do it, but how are we going to do this? And he said, well, you guys are always creating so many neat events. I think the Art Center could come up with something. And so we did some research, and we enlisted the Plymouth Foam products to create a big wedge of styrofoam in the shape of a cheese wedge. And we had a local artist paint it. And that served us well for several years until it got so beat up from the wind and snow that then Sartori Company decided that they would create a real beautiful piece of cheese for us made out of metal. So we've been doing this event since 2007, and we're really happy to do it for the community, because it just brings a lot of people together, and we have guests from all over the place, coming from Chicago, Michigan. 2 years ago we had a group here that said, we're gonna start a tradition. Every year we're gonna go to a different community and see what they have to offer on New Year's Eve. And we found out about you guys. So they brought like 12 people, and they stayed overnight in Plymouth. And they were here, and they led our countdown, and they were even in the building helping me bag up stuff. And it was just wonderful. But it's a really homey hometown event. And, people love it. So we're going to continue to do it. This is our 19th year.
It sounds absolutely spectacular. I have to ask you, though, you said now it's metal. I was under the impression it was actual cheese that you were lowering.
Well, cheese is very dense. If we were to lift a piece of cheese this size on a 100-foot ladder by the fire department, I don't think it would stay up there. Okay. I'm sure that we would have trouble. But we do have plenty of real cheese. The Sartori Company is very generous. Since they took the event over pretty much as the sole sponsor, it used to be that we had, several sponsors and several cheese companies. But when they created the cheese for us, then they took over the sole sponsorship. So since that time, they've been presenting us with 250 bags of cheese wedges.
Oh my gosh.
So each visitor, well, I should say each family that comes at around 9:30, because we're going to start distributing around 9:30.
Okay.
Each family will get a little bag, a little gift bag of cheese, and there will be two wedges in there. And that's about a $15 value.
Nice.
And so we hand out 250 of those. And then inside the building, we have we hand it out inside and outside, but inside the building we have a cheese tasting table, and then they provide cheese for us inside the building, where people can come and taste two or three different of their varieties. And then we'll have a cash bar, and we have live music by the String Along Band. And when we started this event, we had a number of different evenings that we hosted. I mean, the first one was build your own party. So you had a theme, you know, and you set up your table the way you wanted it, whether it was Wisconsin Badgers or the Roaring Twenties or, you know, whatever theme you wanted. And then we had, you know, kind of smooth jazz. And over the years, it has evolved into more of a family event because we drop the big cheese at 10 o'clock. So the kids can be here and still get home and, you know, and go to bed at a reasonable time. So, we just make it a real family-friendly event. And the Sartori family is very happy with that as well. They were really for that. So, and everything's over now. We used to go till midnight, but the fire department will arrive around 9 to 9:30. And then there's quite a bit of work to do hoisting that big wedge up in the air.
Yeah,
if it's really windy, we have to be very careful. And we close down the street on the side of the building, which is North Street. And the fire department parks there, and then we drop the wedge right in front of the Art Center building. And Wednesday night, we're going to have a really great countdown because last year we kind of dropped the ball on that one.
Dropped the cheese on that one.
Yeah, because the cheese came down so fast that we didn't really get a decent countdown. So this year we're going to have a microphone out there and really going to, you know, scream those numbers out loud.
That is great.
It's just going to be so much fun again. And then we have hot chocolate, you know, for the kids and adults too, and hot cider. Yeah. And then we have a couple bonfires. So, you know, it's going to be probably about 20 degrees. So it's going to be cold. So, you know, people can warm up by the fire and they can come in and do a little dancing and then by 10:30, it's all over and you can go downtown if you want to and, you know, celebrate the new year, you know, at one of our local clubs or whatever. And, you know, just have a double amount of fun.
It sounds like an absolute blast. Donna Hahn is my guest. She is the Plymouth Arts Center Executive Director. We're talking about the Sartori Big Cheese Drop New Year's Eve. New York lowers a ball in Plymouth, the cheese capital of the world. They lower a monstrous block of, well, not actual cheese, but I did see this, Donna. Is it Sarvecchio Parmesan cheese? If it's not a real cheese block up there, where does that come into play?
Well, this is one of their labels.
Okay.
So it's actually called Sarvecchio Parmesan.
Oh, Sarvecchio. Okay.
Yeah, and we used to have one. The cheese was Bellavitano, and that was, you know, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But the Sarvecchio Parmesan is definitely very good too. But they changed the label on our cheese, and it's about 80 pounds. So I mean, it is substantial.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you get a good wind, it's. It could be a little dangerous, but we've got, you know, the firemen are really wonderful. I mean, we have chains on it and ropes. And our volunteer, Greg Heberlein, has been doing the cheese drop with us for many years. And he's just really, really good at, you know, guiding it down. So, you know, it's a safe event, really.
That sounds great. And you have music, a band called the String Along Band, which will play some great cover tunes, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Patsy Cline, John Denver. And it sounds like, what kind of turnout do you typically expect, Donna?
It could be anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people.
Wow.
It's pretty big. So we fill up our whole front, plaza area.
Yeah.
People park across the street and, you know, watch it from the car. Some of the older people that, you know, can't take the cold.
Yeah.
It's all over in 5 minutes.
That sounds like such a great time. Well, Donna, thank you for your time tonight. I wish you luck. It sounds like you don't need it because this is a fantastic event on its own.
It is, you know, and I just want to mention that we've been written up in several magazines over the years. We've had national coverage on TV. TripAdvisor called us one of the top 10 quirkiest events in the United States. So we're pretty proud of that.
I would imagine so. And who would who would we be to argue with a TripAdvisor? It sounds like right. It's just a blast. So keep up the great work.
We want to definitely thank the Sartori company for sponsoring the event. Sartori is a fourth generation family owned company here in Plymouth, and they make some of the greatest cheeses in Wisconsin and probably the U.S. So
this might be the hungriest I've ever been after a segment, and I have you to thank for that, Donna.
Well, I invite you to come and visit us sometime in the future. I mean, we're planning to keep going with this event. So.
I would love that. And not only that, keep us in the loop about other things that the Arts Council is doing there. I would love to have you back on sometime if you're game. So thank you so much for your time tonight, Donna. It's been great to get to know you.
Thank you very much. I wish you a very happy new year.
You too. Thanks, Donna.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Check out the Sartori Big Cheese Drop in Plymouth. That sounds like a lot of fun, Con.
You know, nothing beats dropping cheese.
It sounded like if they're not careful, their cheese actually could get caught in the wind. All right. We're coming back to wrap things up and read your text. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live from beautiful cold downtown Green Bay, statewide. So wherever you're joining us from tonight, folks, thank you for being part of the show. And if you texted or called, it was great to hear from you. I would like to thank all of my guests tonight. Lisa Hale, who we always have so much fun talking TV with. And then comedian Kristen Lighty, who you can catch at the Skyline Comedy Cafe on New Year's Eve. And then Des Mulrooney, another comedian who you can catch if you are in the Milwaukee area at Memories Ballroom. And then we talked to Donna Hahn from the Plymouth, Wisconsin Arts Council. It's the capital of the world, Conrad. The cheese capital of the world.
I believe it.
Do you? I do. Too. Who am I to argue with, Donna?
You know, I really, that like cheese, that whatever, I can't pronounce it, you know. But
Havachi. Something like that.
So good.
It does sound great.
I could go for a slice of cheddar.
It's so weird. Like I always say, I don't eat much cheese, but when I crave it, I really crave it, and especially smoked Gouda. So if you missed any of the show and it sounds interesting, check out civicmedia.us where we have all the shows podcasted in podcast form. That's what I meant to say. Lil Irv on the stream says Piles is his favorite card game. I've heard of that. And I think the New York Times has like one of those games like Wordle. I think they have, or maybe that's Tiles. I don't know. Thank you, Lil Irv. Appreciate the text. Yeah.
Okay, so I just looked it up. You know, I just typed in piles on Google.
Okay.
And it said piles is a common term for hemorrhoids.
And a very popular card game involving.
So, I hope it doesn't have anything to do with that.
I don't know what, you know, there's probably card games made from worse ideas. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete and Conrad, way back last week, I told you about the effectiveness and talent of Packers QB Malik Willis. That he did. He says, and how I thought he should be a co-starter with Jordan Love and the Packers should sign him to a five-year contract and win a couple Super Bowls. Sounds like a good plan so far, Con. Steady Eddie continues saying, I asked you both what you thought of my idea. Pete, you seem dazed and confused at my pregunta and took a complete powder. He's doing all our callbacks. Conrad's answer was not very responsive, weak to say the least.
Wow.
In parentheses, Steady Eddie says, replay the audio tape. You know what, Steady Eddie? Don't boss us around, please. Steady Eddie says, Willis just had another good game. My idea looks better than ever. Occasionally, you two whippersnappers might consider listening to the wisdom of a boomer. I'm looking at you too, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Maybe the Packers can't sign Malik Willis to a five-year contract, but they won't know unless they try. I'm just trying to help here. Steady Eddie. P.S. Favorite card game to play? Two, poker and cribbage. Oh, he has two. Poker and cribbage. Okay. But usually not at the same time.
Yeah, those are kind of opposite games. I don't know how you play them together.
He just never disappoints. That's brilliance. Absolute brilliance. Some of our social media responses. Janet on Facebook says, I have fond memories of learning cribbage from my grandma as a kid, and all of us still play it to this day. That is a big Wisconsin card game.
I love it.
I've never played it.
I'm not good at it, but it's fun to play.
Okay. Rich Tallarico, our pal and frequent guest, says, Pitch, a.k.a. Setback.
I haven't played that one either.
Which is from, that could be like a New York State game or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Pete Schwabba says Texas Hold'em. Rich LaCasio says No Limit Texas Hold'em. I'm with you, Rich. I would love to square off with Rich in mano a mano Texas Hold'em. Eric Rathsack from Ask Your Mother on Facebook says Sheep's Head, Cribbage, and Poker. Those are all big Wisconsin. I mean, poker's big everywhere, but Sheep's Head, and Cribbage, huge Wisconsin poker or card games. Sean on Facebook says, any poker variation. Well, that's a serious diehard. Thank you, Sean. Mike Desitel says, Pinnacle, another huge Wisconsin card game. You ever played Pinnacle?
No.
Me either.
I actually haven't heard of it until now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one. That one is a very popular game. Comedian Vince Maranto says, I haven't played this in years, but the first thing that came to mind, he's got like a poker board there. Queen, Jack. Is that hearts? No. Kitty. I don't know what that is. Maybe a poker table with a bunch of hearts on it. Sorry, Vince. I'm doing the best I can here. Thank you for playing, sir. Tracy Thorpe, a fine actress you can see in The Godfather of Green Bay, says, number one, trash. Number two, golf. Golf is a great game.
Golf is so much fun.
Love golf. And there's strategy, too, and like a little bit of luck, but it's a great game. Number three, King's Corner.
Yeah.
Con, you'll
affirm. I love the last two ones. They're great. I don't recall trash.
Yeah. I don't know trash either, unless it's garbage and just another name, because garbage is a really fun, I'm not trying to be funny, garbage is a really fun card game. Brett, our pal Brett Kissinger, author, says cribbage. Yes, sir. That is a huge Wisconsin game. And then Jay Campbell says Uno. I have to admit, Uno is really fun. It's just good, clean American card playing fun. Greg on the stream, we missed this earlier. He says, what is it about comedy in New Year's Eve? Jim Gaffigan used to do a New Year's Eve show in Milwaukee. People want to laugh as they're bidding out the old year and in the new year. That's exactly what it is, Greg. It's a great way to ring in the new year.
Yeah.
So thank you for all your texts and calls tonight, folks. This has been a really fun night. We'll be back live tomorrow night and then have some highlight shows for the rest of the week. But I hope you enjoy this time between Christmas and New Year's. This is such a fun, we're working, but it's a little more laid back. You feel like you're working, but it's not like rat race working. You know what I mean? It's kind of chill.
I'm still like doing the board right here has a lot of sock stuff on
it.
Got
some footprints on there, it sounds like. And your dad walked right by the window and didn't even stop in. And he was waving and I'm waving back.
He just expects me to do it like that. That's how I showed him I do it.
Sounds like you guys have some things to work out there. But it would have been fun. I would have had Steve in the studio to say a quick hello. Give a shout out.
With the time management mind, I was like, we only got 1 minute here.
All right, folks. Listen, we're going to be back tomorrow night. We're going to do this all over again, and I hope you'll be part of it. Gosh, this sure has been fun. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.